This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's stay on those two themes here for a second. Donald Trump and steel. The president-elect spent some time on Twitter last night going after the president of the Steelworkers Union local in Indianapolis, Indiana. Chuck Jones is his name. He's a critic of the deal that Trump brokered with Carrier. And the president-elect hit Jones with the following tweet last night. Quote, Chuck Jones, who is president of United Steelworkers 1999, has done a terrible job representing workers. No wonder companies flee country. To see how that's playing out in the Hoosier State, we've got James Briggs from the Indianapolis Star back on the phone. James, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, Chuck Jones and his interactions, I guess you'd say, with the president-elect. How's that playing actually in Indianapolis?
Yeah, well, I think Chuck Jones has a lot of support in Indianapolis. Regardless of what people think about his politics, he's had a big presence in the community, particularly as people he represents have been getting laid off. Even Governor Mike Pence tweeted about Chuck Jones a few months ago, saying he's glad to be working with people like Chuck Jones to save jobs in Indiana.
To that point about jobs in Indiana, it turns out that it's not quite the 1,100 jobs that Mr. Trump said were going to be saved at that Carrier plant, right?
Yeah, that number that they announced last week was a little bit misleading. And one of the biggest reasons it was misleading is because the company several months ago had already said it was keeping 300 jobs, engineering jobs, research and development jobs in Indiana. So when the company announced that it was staying last week, it basically lumped those into the jobs that were being saved in addition to that and came out with a number that was 1,069. But as far as new jobs saved, the number is more like 800.
There was also, just to close the loop on the Carrier thing, the $7 million in state incentives. You and your colleagues at the Star have reported that the state's probably going to make a lot of that money back, right, on taxes and worker salaries and all that stuff.
Yeah, the incentives were a little bit more than the state usually spends on these types of things, but it wasn't unheard of. The state will probably come out okay in that regard. Obviously, people are going to continue working and receiving income, and they'll be paying that money back in taxes. And it wasn't an exorbitant amount of money for the state to spend in incentives.
For lack of a better word, what's the vibe in Indianapolis as that city and this company and its workers get all of this attention?
Well, I think that the answer to that probably falls along partisan lines, as so many things do. But I think you saw a lot of appreciation for Donald Trump and the deal that he reached last week. Certainly, no matter how you criticize this deal, and there are ways that you can, 700 plus people are keeping their jobs who thought that for the last 9 months they were going to be laid off. People in this community are thankful for that intervention by the incoming Trump administration. But at the same time, a lot of people also are very skeptical, not only because Indiana is putting incentive money toward that deal, but also because economists and others have rightly pointed out that's not necessarily a sustainable economic development model to negotiate one factory at a time to save jobs.
Yeah, and in fact, you and your colleagues at the Star have pointed out that with other companies in Indianapolis shedding jobs, something like 2,100 more jobs are going to be leaving that state from Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, in addition to Carrier, there are at least seven other companies that are planning to outsource jobs in the coming months, including layoffs that are still going to happen at Carrier. That number is about 2,100, as far as our research can show.
James Briggs is a business reporter. He's a columnist as well at the Indianapolis Star. James, thanks very much.
Thank you.